Ah, da ist meine Prime-Bestellung.
Was? Jetzt schon?
Nur eine Sache begeistert so sehr wie die schnelle Lieferung mit Prime. Und zwar das tolle Unterhaltungsangebot von Prime.
Was schauen wir uns an?
Heads of State, die neue Actionkomödie mit John Cena, Idris Elba und Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Sieht mega aus.
Schnelle, kostenlose Lieferung, geniale Unterhaltung und mehr gibt's bei Prime. Für nur 8,99 € pro Monat werde jetzt Prime-Mitglied. Die Inhalte können Werbung enthalten. Fortlaufende Mitgliedschaft. Mehr auf amazon.de/prime.
Egal ob auf Festivals, im Club oder bei dir zu Hause. Wo Musik ist, ist auch Jack. Also dreh auf und genieße deinen Sommer mit Jack Daniels. Der perfekte Begleiter für all die Momente, die du mit voller Lautstärke erlebst. Am besten laut genießen. Das ist es, was Jack zu Jack macht. Jack Daniels. Jetzt entdecken. Bitte genieße verantwortungsbewusst.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show this morning, comedian Greg Hahn plus hockey, tortillas, and strawberries, plus Josh hates raisins. Right after this.
It's a Martin. I ain't never played one of these. He tried to paddle to San Diego, and a wave took him out to sea, and he washed up on the beach at Waikiki. He's the only illegal Mexican in Honolulu. He's only been here 20 minutes and found him a roofing job to do. Yeah, they don't know if they're gonna run him off or if they're gonna let him stay, but it's looking good 'cause they're already calling him Don Jose.
Nice jazz chords there. Wow.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
I have a handful of favorite human beings. One of them is Greg Hahn, and he's in the studio with us right now.
Am I here?
You are right here.
You ever heard of Happy Wife, Happy Life?
Yeah. Oh, sure, yeah.
Say hello to Single Guy, Chicks and Pie. Come on, everybody, what's going on? Yeah. I need to find a hot blonde, or brunette, or redhead, some chick with hair, or nice hat, or natural beauty, or 95% Botox and silicone. Who cares? Or calm, or totally unhinged. Let's go. Or sophisticated, or off the grid, whatever.
Okay, it's Greg Hahn, ladies and gentlemen, here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. And let's see who else is here. There's our engineer, Ace, Chick McGee across the way with his new heart. Let's see.
Doesn't have a new heart.
Huh? Arteries redone. Okay. Never had a heart attack. No problem with
okay.
the heart.
Very good.
You're just like everybody else.
Pat good Godwin job. With his crisp new hat from the Bob and Tom store.
Yep.
How much that cost you?
Free. That's what you think.
Oh, you'll pay. There's Josh Arnold getting ready for his trip to St. Louis to watch the St. Louis Blues.
Am I?
Do
I
what did to... you say? Saturday, that's right. It'll be game 3. Series is even in a game of peace. And Tom's sending Josh. St. Louis.
Oh, he's excited. Look at this.
I'm good for a couple tickets for this game.
There we go. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll get you a couple tickets.
Well, man.
We have to find a ticket broker. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a ticket. Yeah.
I know a guy.
Want to buy a ticket?
Yeah.
Could we
I
want
to sit next to John Hamm.
Dreadful song.
I beg your pardon?
You're gonna... I want to sit next to John Hamm.
Why would John Hamm be there?
Are you gonna... He's a St. Louis guy.
Huge St. Louis Blues fan.
You might sit next to the Hamaconda.
Ooh.
Now, are you aware, Greg Hahn? John Hamm from Mad Men is...
Is that an actor?
Yeah, yes. Great actor. And, very handsome man. And happens to apparently be hung like a Clydesdale to keep
happens.
The St. Louis.
Have you seen the pictures?
I don't really focus on
it. Dong for days.
Yeah.
Spoken like someone who's seen the picture.
Well, yeah, I don't know. He's an honorary member of our Midwestern meeting.
Yeah, so I guess technically. Right.
I can't make it next Wednesday, by the way.
Oh, you can't? Really? You're doing the, you're going to get,
that sounds more exciting than my Bunyan support group.
Oh!
Now, let's get back to the action, shall we?
Josh, you heard him. He's in. He's Thomas.
Yeah, I'm going to look tickets. It up. So I'll,
he
I'll,
said it on
I'll,
the
how
air.
Many, four
no,
tickets?
I'm in.
That's a binding
no,
contract.
I said two tickets.
Two tickets. He did
well, what
say
are my
two.
Other two brothers going to do?
Well, watch on TV.
They have jobs, don't they?
No, you need. Yeah, you need.
Four.
He needs four total tickets.
Jeff, Josh, John, Joe, we all got to go.
Bingo.
You said your dad wouldn't want to go. I'd be happy to buy your dad a ticket. Larry's a badass.
Yeah, I don't know.
Call him up.
Yeah, I'll find out.
Combat Vietnam veteran. Larry deserves a nice fun. But he prefers watching it on TV, you told me.
Yeah, yeah. He's as he gets older, he doesn't care for people.
At these sporting events, it's tough to beat your TV. You got your own pisser. You got your own.
Delicately put.
Yeah. You know, less people there. Yeah, you can mute it if you want. You can take a nap.
Better snacks.
Take a nap in the second period. You know.
Pause it.
Yeah, but you don't take a nap during the second period, Tom?
Is this some kind of unschool joke?
Yep, there it is.
Okay, sorry. I apologize to everyone listening. Okay. Now, we have Greg Hine is in the studio with us. Greg, it's always a great pleasure to see you. You're one of my favorites.
Thanks for having me here.
And now
I want to thank the show for letting me do what I do best. Travel! I flew out of the red ass. I sat in the back of the plane with my beef medallion status. I'm doing jokes, everybody. Is that okay?
Let me tell you something. Okay. My favorite Greg Hine story is, you know how Greg is on the air, on stage. He's a maniac. He's everywhere. But when he's traveling, he's in laid-back mode. He doesn't rush anywhere. He just eases right down. Oh, it's amazing.
Got to be relaxed.
Yeah, got to relax. He kept telling me, you got to relax when you're trapped.
And Greg deserves his own song, don't you think, everybody?
A Greg Hine song?
You have a song?
I've always
said that. What?
Over in Cincinnati at a place called Goin' Bananas, there's a guy named Greg Hine, make you laugh. He's got manic energy like a crack baby on crack.
Oh, geez.
Meets his girls on Tinder, gets them in the sack. Hey, it's on. He just keeps on going. Seamless performer with no flaws showing. Hey, it's on. Hey, it's on. Greg Hine.
Oh. Tinder.
Hine and Hine.
Thanks, Pat. That was beautiful.
I
didn't like the Tinder line.
I was hoping you'd go for the high part.
I could have gone with Bumble.
Hine and Hine, Hine and Hine.
Stephen Bishop gets way up there in the song.
That's a great song.
That is a great song.
And, of course, you know the great Stephen Bishop trivia bit.
Sure, Animal House.
In the movie Animal House, when Belushi destroys the guitar, the guy on the stairway is Stephen Bishop playing the guitar.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Cool.
A little bit of obscure trivia.
Oh, that's
and
so
the girl
funny.
He's singing to is Belushi's wife.
Oh, I did know that.
Judy.
Yeah.
Mr. Hine, as you referenced there, will be at the Go Bananas Comedy Complex in Greater Cincinnati beginning this evening. And as I mentioned earlier, our good friend Ms. Pat, they're going to be filming the pilot for her show. And she's going to be at the Jukebox Comedy Club in Peoria.
It's really not news unless it gets picked up.
Yeah. I'll rush to my TV and watch my pilot channel so I can see how that's going. Boy, thanks for the heads up on that.
Well, it is very exciting, Chick. It's very exciting. I've missed that.
No, it is exciting, of course.
Welcome to...
We know every step of the way.
I had a pilot shot. Okay,
here at the Merkle Press, welcome to Meet the Dicks.
Josh and I had a quick meeting out in the hallway about you talking about the pilot.
I think I'd watch the pilot channel.
I have said for years, and apparently someone was telling me there's a legal reason that they can't show a lot of them.
Oh, really?
That's crazy.
Because there are so many legendary shows that were filmed once and never made.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
I'd love to watch the pilot for After MASH. Yeah. That would be
after MASH.
With Jamie Farr and Harry Potter. Harry Potter. Harry Moore.
But this was after MASH. Yeah.
Oh, not the newer one, because that's subtitled Better Hurry.
Yeah, I think it's just Jamie Farr, isn't it?
Sorry. We do have Christy Lee.
Alan Alda's still with us.
But he wasn't in After MASH. Stick with the continuity of the jokes here.
Sorry.
Okay. We have Christy Lee at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. Christy, what's happening over there?
A Michigan man was arrested after allegedly stealing a truck with a food cart attached.
repeatedly called himself a dumbass. The owner of the food cart called Walking Tacos told police that he went into the Blackstone
Hang
Bar.
Hang on a second. Stop for one second.
That's pretty good.
Doesn't Walking Tacos sound like an indigenous fellow from somewhere?
Joaquin Tacos?
What? No, 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 no. Taco. Like Walking Taco, like a Native American. Yes.
Yeah. Stands with fist, Walking Taco.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Walking Taco.
You know what a Walking Taco is, right?
Don't they put
it's a small bag of Fritos.
Yeah, and
they take the top off. They put
off.
The meat on, and then all the cheese
in your bag.
And then you eat it out of the bag.
Just like...
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Walking taco.
You've never had a walking taco, have you?
No, I sense
it's not some girl you dumped at a bar, Tom.
You're walking tacos.
You're not riding with me, you're walking tacos.
It sounds to me like some like cartoon. There's this whistling taco walking down the street. Hi, everybody. I'm from Dave's Walking Taco.
In the normal world, right. There are walking tacos and hot dogs. There aren't
walking tacos.
It's not sushi and beef skewers.
This is what you get at a fair or maybe
chicken,
a church picnic.
I've eaten fair food.
Chicken satay. I'm at your schools.
I'm a big fan of the fish fry. Love the fish fry season. You go to the tent. Big fan.
Did you go to any during Lent?
No.
There was one every Friday.
No, for Lent, I gave up self-denial.
All right.
So you did whatever you wanted.
A lot of delicious guacamole and steak.
Owner of the food cart told police he went into the Blackstone Bar and witnesses notified him that his truck was leaving. He went outside, saw the pickup leave the area. 21-year-old Zachary Jenkins was later found with a stolen truck and a blood alcohol level of 0.18. A police report said Zachary repeatedly referred to himself as, quote, a dumbass during questioning.
I bet the judge will agree.
The 21-year-old charged with motor vehicle theft, damaged property, and operating while intoxicated.
I'm just a dumbass.
Walking tacos are pretty good, though. I
like this idea.
See why you'd
steal. Love one.
I've never had one. You guys have had one?
What are they again? A bag of Fritos and
a bag of
meat.
Fritos. You put taco meat on top, and then cheese and lettuce or tomatoes, and you eat it out of the bag.
Doesn't it spill all over your pants?
Well, in the best... Oh, it's in a bag.
Yeah, but a tiny Fritos bag?
They're with
your fingers? Is there a taco shell?
No. The Fritos
That's
your taco.
That's what the Fritos are.
Do you use a fork?
The best kind is the barbecue Fritos.
Yes, you use a fork.
So you dip the Fritos.
You have a spoon or a fork.
I'm not eating it. I have refused.
Yeah, he'll never get it.
No, I like my regular tacos. And by the way, just in case the earth moved for you last week, I've switched from soft tacos back to the hard ones. I realize how much I miss them. Back to you, Christy.
Good for you. That's the way to go.
I don't know if the fact that you did that or the fact that you felt compelled to tell everyone like it was the state of the
I don't know what happened to me. Several years ago, I switched to soft tacos, and then one of my little girls wanted hard tacos.
Soft tacos are just a lazy burrito.
Yeah.
I've been missing this crispy, crunchy taco.
So you don't ever make on taco. We always take tortilla chips and make it like tacos.
I tell you what I won't stand for, corn tortillas. That's right. You heard me. They should be outlawed.
Those blue ones?
Flour tortillas.
No, he means corn soft.
No, those
soft.
Are chips, you...
Jesus.
I should always get flour?
Pretentious prick.
I'm with you, Chick. I prefer the flour. But,
thank you.
But a corn, I think, has its place.
Sure. No,
let's have the... I need the music. Let's get the Josh... Have you heard about Josh's new show?
No.
Oh, tell him what it's called.
Learn How to Eat.
Learn How to Eat.
With Josh Arnold.
Yes.
I'm in.
So what do you want, my tortilla hierarchy?
Yes, tortilla... Go.
Number one... Flour. Number two.
That's right.
Crunchy.
What?
What is this a hard taco or a soft taco?
There's only two tortillas. There are corn and flour.
Yeah.
That's it.
What about the blue ones?
Number three,
those
the blue ones.
Chips.
The blue ones.
It's just corn.
There are corn chips.
Hang on.
Those aren't tortillas.
Don't. We're talking about tortillas. We're not talking about chips. Now, do you want to go over?
Welcome to Tortilla Talk.
You want to go over
exciting
tortilla
new show.
Chip?
No, Tostitos I want tacos.
What are the chips that start with the X? They're
Shoshis.
Shoshis
are the best.
Yeah, Shoshis.
Those chips.
Yeah.
Yes.
Top three.
Isn't that where they?
No, they have
Olympics?
Blue tortillas. You can absolutely get blue tortillas.
All right. All
number one. Okay. Number one, Shoshis. Number two.
You're on brand?
I got to go Tostitos.
Yeah,
they're good.
Yeah, they're really
you
good.
You like the circles?
And they're readily available. I like
scoops?
The scoops.
What's wrong with an El Paso?
El Paso
chip?
Oh, thanks.
And
those scoops are
chips?
Too hard in the mouth. The scoops, they're too reinforced.
Oh, wait, we're doing chips now?
Okay.
Yes. I'm sorry. So could we get back to this? Could we get back to this dumbass in Michigan that steals a guy's food truck? What a jackass. What would be going through your mind? He kept saying to the judge, I'm a dumbass.
No, no, man.
Okay, all right. Well.
They got purple tortillas. They got all kinds of things.
Well, you could put any color into the corn.
What about salsa?
Grapes.
Where are we on salsa? I want my dream is someone driving into work, looking at the radio with their mouth open. What about salsa? Where are we on salsa? Number one, salsa.
Whatever doesn't have cilantro, I'm in.
Oh, I love cilantro. I'm growing my own this year.
I will. I hope it gets ruined by
bring
a rabbit.
It to you.
Hold it. Hold it.
Do you have your little herbs and
I have a little herb garden. Yes.
I hope it's nothing
counter.
But aphids for you in your garden.
I hope you wake up one morning there are bugs everywhere. Yeah.
Accidentally feeding poison ivy to your boyfriend. His throat is sealing.
My intestines all itchy.
Something's wrong. They have to do a tracheotomy. His throat is closing. Well, Christy fed him poison ivy.
We broke up. I poisoned him. Yeah. I guess.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't have to worry about that.
What?
Poisoning anybody.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant breaking up.
No.
Okay, sorry.
Is it trouble? You just got married.
We're all set on the pool, right?
Yeah. It's okay. Hot rock solid.
Okay.
Laminated
over
and
under
everything.
What? And over by the way, under what?
I got 6 days. Let's not talk from now. Boyfriend? But don't talk about
I got the rest of your life.
Oh, really?
Whoa!
You German farmers have reported that an entire farm of strawberries has been stolen.
Wow.
According to the
German
local
farmers, they're the worst.
Rheinfels.
I get it. Big farmers, the worst.
The thieves took the crop from a field near Lamschim. Police say the thieves worked systematically and must have used vehicles to move all the fruit. They hope the scale of the operation means there should be some witnesses. Who
this
steals a whole of strawberries?
This sounds like the worst Batman villain ever.
Oh, chill.
Yeah.
Strawberry man. No
all their
kidding.
Henchmen. And
oh, it's fruit salad again.
what's the guy's name that they asked? Was it Willie Sutton? Why do you rob banks? And
because where the money is. That's where the money is.
So that's it. Well, why do you rob fields of strawberries? Well, that's where the strawberries are.
That's where the shortcake is.
I like the astute report from the police. Well, these guys must have worked systematically and used vehicles to move all the strawberries.
Brilliant insight! Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't take them one at a time?
Yeah. Put them in their pockets?
Yeah. How many strawberries did you say? How many strawberries?
Whole field.
A whole field.
Do you have a song for this, Pat?
I got something, yeah.
That'd be like the worst embezzler ever. One strawberry at a time over many, many years.
They'd be moldy, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would be.
What do you got?
Gonna take myself and a bunch of thieves to a strawberry field. Nobody's still. Field full of strawberries. Strawberry field transgressor. Strawberry shortcakes to die for.
That's true.
Robbing banks is not for me. I steal strawberries and mix them up with milk to make a delicious smoothie.
It's in Germany, right?
Yeah.
Let's get stealth like now, because we're going to a strawberry field. Keep your eyes peeled. Number nine! There's nothing to get shot about. Back to Beatles. Strawberry field transgressor. Strawberry field transgressor. Number nine. I buried Paul.
B-E-R-R-I-E-D.
That's the last straw. Barry. Who robs a strawberry farm?
I don't know.
Are they extremely expensive in Germany?
I have no idea. I can't answer any of these questions.
As a fat kid, nothing ruined strawberry shortcake more than
strawberries?
The fresh strawberries.
That's you got your cake and you got your whipped cream and that weird cake.
And those canned strawberries with that ultra sugary syrup. Stuff is so strong they use that to glue together actual airplanes when you try to clean it up. Well, thank you for the last strawberry robbery story.
I have a story that we probably did years ago, but an update. A Tennessee man's been sentenced to 10 months in prison for urinating on a Kellogg's cereal conveyor belt in Memphis.
Oh, I remember that story.
Yeah, 49-year-old Gregory Stanton was sentenced in federal court Friday. He pleaded guilty to tampering with consumer products. Apparently, the indictment says Stanton was a contract worker at the Kellogg's plant when he recorded a video of himself urinating into a bucket and dumping the contents into the Raisin Bran production line.
Oh, well, at least it didn't change the taste of that crappy cereal.
Chick loves Raisin Bran.
I love Raisin Bran.
He also
what's wrong with you, you incredible
what's
jackass?
What's wrong with you?
He also recorded himself urinating into a production line a month later and apparently posted the videos onto the internet.
It was just urine, right?
Yes.
Yeah, otherwise, otherwise it would be snap, crackle, poop.
Don't laugh at that.
Snap, tinkle.
So he's in jail now for 10 years?
Yeah.
Good.
10 months. 10 months. He only got 10 months. Yeah.
Am I surrounded by Raisin Bran eaters?
Yep.
You don't like Raisin Bran? No.
It's delicious.
How do you know?
Number one. Total Raisin Bran, although I can't find it anymore. I don't know what happened.
Just go buy fresh raisins and throw them on your Total.
Honey Nut Cheerios. And number three would be...
Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Maybe Cinnamon Toast Crunch, yeah.
You know what raisins are really good in? The trash can.
you're simply wrong.
Well, I'm sure we can find a way to...
You ever order chicken salad and has raisins in it? You have to flip the table at the restaurant?
Raisins and walnuts? Yeah.
I agree with you there.
Pecans? Well,
perhaps
yes.
If they were immersed in butter, you'd like them.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.